Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin this session of the Brussels Tribunal. First of all, I'd like to welcome you, to welcome the members of the Commission, welcome the witnesses and all the people who have contributed to the organization of the Tribunal. I welcome also all the present here, and we wish that your participation would be able to enrich the session of this Tribunal. I recall that the Tribunal is an opinions tribunal. That means that it is not a juridical organization, has no power, and the main purpose is precisely to alert public opinion on very specific issues. One of the first ones in the history was the Brussels Tribunal in 1967, quite a few years ago, about Vietnam, about the war crimes of the United States in Vietnam. This tribunal, which had been organized by the British philosopher Bertrand Russell and accompanied by Jean-Paul Sartre, Simone de Beauvoir, Lélisot, and a few others, has made history. A little later, Lélio Basso founded the permanent tribunal of the People's Permanent Tribunal with the siege in Rome. The People's Permanent Tribunal has been at the origin of opinions tribunal in the world on very specific issues like liberation struggles, but also on the international financial organizations, etc. We are in the same tradition, in the same line, and today the topic is double. First, on the PNAC, Program for North American Century, which has been elaborated already about more than 5 years ago, 1997, and which has been followed by a series of other documents. Some of them are at your disposal here. Documents published by the North American government about precisely not only the thinking, but also the way of implementing the principles of this program. That will be the first part of our work, to hear about that and to try to have a better, and to try also to understand what are the consequences, what are the various aspects of such a policy. The second part of this tribunal will be on Iraq, because Iraq is present-day situation quite and more similar to the one of Vietnam. It is a very present, very urgent question on which public opinion is beginning to arise, but which has to be much better analyzed than what we hear generally. And that is the reason why we have here people who are really expert, internationally recognized on the Iraq question. However, the link between both is fundamental, essential for our work. Because the PNAC has been a blueprint, has been the way that matters would develop. And Iraq is for the moment the most dramatic and essential part of this program, but is only a part of the program. We are bringing together those two issues, and that we will have to work on the logic which is at the background of this whole policy in the world. Iraq is, of course, the most important point for the moment. But we don't forget that some other very important issues are also at stake. For example, the Palestinian question. Also the attitude facing Cuba. And all this is entering, that is what we will try to hear and try to understand how and why, is linked in a fundamental logic. I'd like to give you now very briefly a few indications about the way this tribunal will proceed. It is a commission of inquiry, a hearing. We will have to hear to quite a bit of testimonies. We will also raise questions to the people who come with their testimonies, and in order precisely to assemble the information. We have also some written testimonies, some of them because the authors were not able to come to grasp. We have collected in other sources. All are conducing to a better understanding not only of the facts, but also of the logic. So we have, in this sense, to respect a certain working process. The time is short, so we have to be very strict, and not only for the witnesses, to whom I am asking not to bypass, not to go over the 30 minutes of their witness, and also for the questions, where also we cannot go over 30 minutes for the questions for each one. It is very important to respect this timetable. The testimonies and the interrogations to the witnesses will begin with the prosecutors, and then the defense, and then the jury. I ask the people present here not to applaud. It is not here, we are not in a solidarity meeting. We have to respect a certain norms. We have to respect also the time. And I ask you not to applaud the statements with which perhaps you are especially in agreement. This is the beginning of a process. It is the first session, you know, about Iraq and about the PNAC. We will have a lot of other sessions of the tribunal during the next year in Copenhagen, in London, in Rome, in New York, in Hiroshima, in Tokyo, in Seoul, and some other places, to end in Istanbul, in Turkey, next year at the same time. Each session has a specific issue at the agenda, and each one will add to the general knowledge. This is why it is important to have a good beginning, because this Tribunal of Brussels is the beginning. The jury will have to answer next Saturday before presenting the main conclusions of this work. We'll have to answer to four questions which have been raised. First one is, does the present North American administration endorse the PNAC, the policy, the program for for a North American century? That is the first question. The second one, do they implement some actions? Do they bring about some actions to implement this policy? The third question is this policy a risk for international security? And the fourth one, who are behind that kind of program? Those four questions have the advantage of helping the Commission to go through the different aspects of what is the PNAC. Not only the consequences, not only the text itself, but also all what is behind. And we hope to come next Saturday to some clear answer to those four questions. Not only just an answer, but also trying to elaborate what is the logic which is behind the whole of the PNAC and its consequences. Before presenting the people making part of the Commission, I have an announcement to make. For technical reasons, we had to shift a little bit the program. The picture about the film about PNAC will not be given this morning. It will be given or this afternoon or tomorrow morning, for technical reasons. Let me now present who are the people of the Commission. I will be extremely brief because you have that in the papers that you have at your disposal. Here on my left is Pierre Klein, who accepted to be the secretary, and who is professor of law, international law, at the Free Brussels, the Free University of Brussels. I just follow the list which has been prepared. Samir Amin is here. He's an economist, well known, and he's the director of the Third World Forum in Dakar. Dennis Halliday from Ireland has been, as you know, the coordinator of the United Nations humanitarian program in Iraq, and in this function he had the title of Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. Saba Al-Mukhtar is the chairman of the Lawyers Association. Nawal El-Salawi, to my right, is a medical doctor, but also a writer, and is director of health and education in Cairo. She is also the head of a magazine called Health. And Ludo Abicht is a well-known Belgian philosopher teaching at the University of Antwerp. That is the composition of our commission today, and we will now begin with the procedure of the tribunal. The first contribution will be a statement by the prosecution. I have also to present the two members of the prosecution. One is Jean Bricmont, who is a professor in theoretical physics at the University of Louvain. And the second one, who is expected very soon, is Karen Parker, a lawyer, specialist in human rights and humanitarian law, and also specialist in the armed conflict law. So I give the word to Jean Briquemont, who is the first one to speak. Karen Parker is not here before you finish, I will give the word to the defense, and we will hear Karen Parker later on.